A border poll is now possible, the big claim from the Irish Prime Minister yesterday. Taoiseach Enda Kenny said the triggering of a border poll required clear evidence of a majority of people wishing to leave the UK and join the Republic. But unionists have been quick to dismiss the claim, including the DUP MP Gregory Campbell, who's with me now. Gregory, morning to you.
Good morning.
The political commentator Chris Donnelly's with us too. Chris, morning to you.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. So this is the Taoiseach saying that the poll should be triggered. Gregory.
Well, if you look at what he actually said rather than what is being reported, he said he talked about it being possible. And he talked then about the criteria for such a poll being met.
You're right, though. I got that wrong. He didn't say it should be triggered, did he?
No, he
said it required clear evidence of a majority of people wishing to leave the UK.
Yeah, which there isn't. So I don't know why. It's somewhat strange and a bit ironic that I've read some online commentary that unionists are getting uptight and getting annoyed about what the Taoiseach has said, and far from it, at least from what I've said and what from others have said, we're saying, look, this is just a nonsense. This is a distraction. If you look at the last weekend, you can see Fianna Fáil are up in the polls. You can see some evidence that Enda Kenny's under pressure within his own party. You can see all of that in the Republic. None of that is unionism's doing. Now, whether Enda Kenny wanted to respond and sort of heighten his own profile by these comments, heavily caveated as they are, none of that is of any relevance to anybody in Northern Ireland. It's not going to happen. I think it is. I've described it as a distraction. I think it is. We have much more serious and much more imminent and pending issues to deal with rather than something that may or may not happen in decades to come, which is a poll, the result of which would be beyond doubt anyway.
Well, if the result is beyond doubt, I've asked the DUP this before, Sinn Féin want it. If the result, in your view, is beyond doubt, in other words, that the union would be confirmed again as the will of the people, why not let them have it?
Well, Stephen, you see,
what are you frightened of?
It's not a case of anybody being frightened. What we have to look at is what that in and of itself would then trigger. Would we then be talking about the first in a series? Because the original legislation indicated that the Secretary of State had to be convinced that there was the evidence of a change, which obviously there isn't. So if that hurdle was overcome, and I can't see how and when that would happen, but if it was, there would then follow a series every 10 years thereafter that would have to be tested. Why would we want to put all of that uncertainty and political upping of the ante every few years? Why would people want to do that? We've seen the outcome now, and we're trying to deal with the uncertainty after the Brexit referendum. I just find it strange that Sinn Féin, they fought one referendum and lost it. Now they want to fight a second one to lose it. I don't know why they want to do that, but there you are. It's not going to happen. Let's move on and deal with the real world, the here and the now.
The reason, of course, Chris Donnelly, we're talking about this is that the Taoiseach Enda Kenny said Brexit talks should take into account the possibility of a future poll on a united Ireland. And he said negotiators should consider a clause in the Good Friday Agreement could be triggered, which would result in a border referendum, Chris.
Yes, Stephen. I think the context of this is important. Firstly, Enda Kenny's comment followed after Micheál Martin, the Fianna Fáil leader, had made very similar comments the 24 hours previously. And both of them differed from Sinn Féin in the sense that they both said essentially that the time wasn't right now for a border poll, but that the circumstances could arise because of the changes, tumultuous changes that could be in the post-Brexit scenario. I think that the context also, you know, what we're saying is the impact of Brexit in influencing Irish politics. I think the Irish government, through Enda Kenny, they're clearly trying to establish the peace process as something that should be a factor which strengthens their hand in negotiations with the British and the EU. But there's another context that's important at the moment. I think that we're seeing these calls from both Micheál Martin and Enda Kenny indicate a growing willingness and engagement by the major southern political leaders in our politics. Now, for nationalists, you know, that's a very welcome development. This follows This follows after the call for an all-Ireland forum. And we also know at the moment we're moving towards a constitutional referendum.
Do you think a border poll will be triggered soon, Chris?
No, I don't think the border poll is really the issue right now. I think that, you know, for nationalists, for Sinn Féin, it's about just ensuring that the focus remains on the ultimate objective, which is Irish unity.
Yeah.
But the fact that, both of those senior political leaders, Enda Kenny and Micheál Martin, are saying that it's something that they see in the horizon is something that's reassuring to nationalists.
Okay.